I'm Hafsa Qureshi, a student at USF in Tampa, and this is University Beat. Project Downtown Tampa is an organization where students at the University of South Florida kick off their weekends by feeding the homeless. Every Friday at 4:30, members gather in the USF Marshall Student Center food court. While classmates snack on fast food, 15 students work in a back corner, making turkey sandwiches. Logan Suits is one of those volunteers.
We're working kind of in an assembly line style, where each person does one job. So I will just put the meat on the sandwich, while other people will do their specific jobs.
The group's president, Yasmin Al-Kishawi, says it's about more than just food.
We hold ourselves to the idea that we don't just go downtown to feed the stomach, but to feed the soul. So we're not just dropping off food and leaving. We stay, we talk.
Al-Kishawi began volunteering with the organization as a high school student looking to log some volunteer hours. Now, she's been here almost every Friday for 5 years.
It's something that I promised myself that I'd make time for no matter what. It's a commitment that she makes. So as long as they're there, I'm going to be there.
Project Downtown Tampa is based on a group created in 2006 by a couple of college students in Miami. While its founders built it on the Islamic principles of generosity, compassion, and charity, all students of all faiths are welcome to volunteer. This week, the volunteers were a mix of current and former students. Al-Kishawi's fiancé, Abdul Dasenkot, recently graduated from USF and works full-time, but he still shows up every Friday to chop the lettuce.
You kind of just want to give your good in this world. Like, I feel like it's your duty to do that. To take a couple hours out of my whole entire week, that's like nothing to me. Like, I feel like I should be doing more than what I'm doing right now.
1 hour and 200 subs later, the volunteers load the food into their cars and head downtown. Once there, the group of now 30 students huddle up in a parking lot. Volunteer coordinator Sama El-Kalali goes over the game plan and some last-minute safety reminders.
If anyone asks you for something that isn't food or water, refer them to your site leader so that we can get the stuff next week.
A handful of students set off for Good Samaritan Inn, a hostel where most of the residents can't afford dinner. The lobby at the inn doubles as a living room and now a dining room as the students set up a table right near the entrance. The volunteers hand a sandwich, water bottle, and a pastry to grateful residents who humbly say thank you as they make their way down the assembly line.
Here you go, sir.
Thank you very much.
After about 20 minutes of socializing, the volunteers say their goodbyes and rejoin the other students at the Gasparilla Pirate Ship Dock by the Tampa Convention Center. There, they distribute the rest of the food they prepared. One of the people mingling with the group is Heather Westgate. She met the students on a Friday a few years ago when she was hungry and homeless. Now, she's back to visit her friends.
Everybody that I've met from Project Downtown has become extended family to me. It makes me feel like I still have people out there that care about me.
That familiarity is visible between Al-Kishawi and Westgate, who spend the rest of the night standing close together and gushing like sisters about Al-Kishawi's wedding. Westgate is on the guest list. The group gathered one last time before leaving downtown, this time for prayer, led by student Saeed Sinan.
Oh, we serve you for the sake of Allah, and we do not seek any reward or any thanks.
And with that, the students went their separate ways. Until next Friday. For University Beat, I'm Hafsa Qureshi.